Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. One of the big risks in the St. Louis region each spring is flooding. We've always faced risks from rising waters along the rivers, but we're also seeing more flooding in inland communities outside of some of the traditional high-risk zones. On the line now to talk more about it is David Marstad. He's senior executive of the National Flood Insurance Program at FEMA. He joins us on the Quiver River Electric Cooperative guest line. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Historically, what types of flooding do we typically see the most in the St. Louis region?
Well, certainly in the spring, early summer, we see flooding occur for a number of reasons. One, the snow melt that up north may come down and cause more to be in the rivers that overflow and cause flooding. We're seeing heavy rainfall events in places around the country, certainly in the Midwest, a lot more frequently, more severe, heavy downpours in a very short period of time that can cause very severe floods. So we want people to understand where it can rain, it can flood, and need to be prepared.
And it seems like in a lot of cases, it doesn't go down very quickly. It sticks around for a while.
Yeah, that certainly can be the case if the ground is saturated, for sure. There's a lot of ways that flood damage can cause people financial hardship. And so we want people to think ahead. Have a plan. Part of that plan needs to be to have the insurance in place that can provide them that financial security, the financial means by which to repair and rebuild their home after a flood event. Need to do it now because there's a 30-day waiting period. Doesn't take much water to cause damage to your property. 1 inch can cause up to as much as $25,000 worth of damage. And so we need to take flood a lot more seriously than we have in the past and really make sure that we take the steps needed.
David, it seems like there is always a lot of confusion about flood insurance. You know, who needs it? Who's required to have it? Walk us through what types of coverage are out there and what we should have depending on where we live.
Well, the first thing we want people to understand is, generally speaking, flood is excluded, isn't covered on from a homeowner's policy or a renter's policy or a small business owner's policy. So we need to first understand that we have to have a separate flood insurance policy, either from the private insurance company or from the National Flood Insurance Program. As I mentioned, that there's a 30-day waiting period, so you need to make sure you put it in place now so you have that protection when you need it.
When we talk about those two private streams, what are homeowners looking at as far as the cost of trying to get flood coverage?
Well, cost now under the National Flood Insurance Program is based on the individual risk characteristics of your property. So those that are in a higher risk area are going to pay more than those that are in a lower risk area. An average for our program is in the neighborhood of $900 a year. But that's going to, again, depend upon where your property is located and the risk characteristics of your property. You certainly don't have to be in a high-risk area to need flood insurance coverage. About 40% of our losses in a normal year are actually outside of the high-risk area in the low to moderate-risk area. So where it can rain, it can flood. Where it can flood, you need flood insurance protection.
You mentioned, you know, as you started talking about just 1 inch of water in someone's home and the damage that that can do. Give us an example of what really that can cost a homeowner.
Well, I talk to folks, sometimes they think that, it hasn't flooded here before. And if it does, you know, it won't be all that bad. They think that it takes a a foot or 2 foot or 3 feet of water to really cause a lot of damage. That's not the case. You know, just a small amount of water in your home can damage flooring, can damage the walls, damage the contents that are inside. We want to make sure renters understand that they can get insurance and need to have the insurance also. But it doesn't take much water to cause a lot of damage, and that's why it's so important to be thinking about the need to where am I going to come up with the dollars to take care of that that damage. Many people don't have the savings today to for these type of unexpected events, and that's again why insurance and why we're pushing so hard to close the insurance gap and make sure people have that financial protection they need, the peace of mind that they need, that they'll be able to repair, rebuild after a flood.
We're talking with David Marstad. He's senior executive of the National Flood Insurance Program at FEMA. Beyond just having some kind of policy, are there other things that homeowners, even renters, should be looking at to try to protect their property in the event of a flood?
Well, certainly at FEMA, we want people to be prepared. We encourage people to go to our website, ready.gov, that will help them build a plan to be prepared. Part of that plan, of course, is insurance. Part of it is making sure that we can take care of ourselves for up to 72 hours if we have to because of a flood event. So have your valuables, your important papers in a flood safe container. Have food, water, your medications that so you can take care of yourself for 72 hours or thereabouts. So there are a number of steps that need to be taken to be prepared as we move into storm season, whether that's a flood, tornado, heavy windstorm, hailstorm. We just need to be thinking ahead and be prepared.
Why that 72 hours?
Well, it's just a good marker. Maybe it's you only need it for 24 hours. Maybe you'll need it for more than 72 hours, but 72 hours is just a good suggestion on how to get started.
So where can folks go to get a little bit more information about what their options might be for coverage?
For flood, more information on flood risk and flood insurance, go to FloodSmart, one word, floodsmart.gov, and that'll have a lot of resources that will really help people. Also, contact your insurance agent, your insurance company representative. They'll have a lot of information also on your flood risk, the cost of flood insurance, the options available to you on how to best protect your property.
David, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Megan.
That is David Marstad with the National Flood Insurance Program at FEMA joining us on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.